right, here we are. Where are we? I don't even know where we are.
We are now at KepCon.
Leo and Ant's excellent CES adventure are brought to you from TWIT and the TWIT LastPass Studios. Securing every access point in your company doesn't have to be a challenge. LastPass unifies access and authentication to make securing your employees simple and secure. Check out LastPass.com/TWIT to learn more.
Podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWIT.
KepCon is the press event that starts at the beginning of the CES.
It's like the
convention.
First show. The show that's show CES before
hasn't
the
even
show.
Started. Right. It's pretty much the show before the show. The convention opens up tomorrow, so yeah. A lot of the attendees will be able to get in there. But at this event, this is all press and media, and we get a little bit of a sneak peek, if you will.
Let me give you the real scoop.
Yeah, go ahead. Just break it down.
The idea is if you can get the press's attention on Sunday or Monday, they're already gone home by the time CES starts. So most of the coverage you'll see from the Consumer Electronics Show, we don't call it that anymore, CES, will be from the event last night, which I didn't come out for.
CES unveiled. I've never gone to it. I'd rather come to these myself.
So there are probably, I don't know what to say, 100 companies here?
Roughly.
They've spent, I'm going to guess, last time I checked, it was about $10,000 to $15,000. It's probably twice that
now.
That's
about right.
Just to have this little booth here, because there's so much press. The way that the PepCom folks get the press here, how do they get the press here?
Well, they
food.
Right. Doesn't no, you forgot
food. And booze. Free food and booze. And what we're going to try to do is find some interesting things, but we're not going to focus too much on the obvious stuff, because that's where you're going to see all of that stuff. Like, I see already Oral-B is here. I bet you, I'm going to guess, let me guess.
I don't know.
Bluetooth connected toothbrush.
Or dental floss.
Oh, even better.
What if it's Bluetooth dental floss?
Now, that's innovative.
Have you gotten
a chance? You were here before me. Have you looked around at all?
I just sort of watched people walk in just to see who I could spot.
Yeah. So. Well, and Ant's a celebrity, so he can't without running into somebody. So.
Not even close.
All right, so should we go see the Bluetooth dental floss?
Let's go do it.
Wait a minute. No, before that, Charmin is here.
Charmin?
Now, I
as
heard Charmin has a robotic toilet paper fetcher, so if you run out on the toy, it comes to you. You think they might be? Let's go see.
I want some of that.
This would be pretty cool. It is. Forget Bluetooth dental floss.
Right.
This is so much better.
Did you invent this?
Yes, me amongst many other people. So the robot specifically is about a situation which I find myself constantly in.
I'm not sure I want to know about this situation.
So you've sat down, you've actually finished your business.
And you look,
and there's no paper.
So what do you do? Your phone.
Yeah, exactly. So normally, if you're lucky enough to have a friend, you could call out your friend. But what if you don't have a friend, or you're too embarrassed to do so? You whip out your phone, you press a button, and this little guy charges in to save the day with a new roll of toilet paper.
I notice he has a Charmin bear on his front. That's very cute.
Exactly.
Does he have a name?
Robot.
When will this be available, if ever?
Oh, so this currently is a prototype. We don't have plans for it to be on the market as of yet. But
what else? Is this a toilet seat that does something fun?
Oh, well, this is a golden toilet seat, for one.
Yeah.
So this is just for display. And here's my partner, Greg, as well.
Hey, Greg, Leo. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Did you pay extra to be the first thing in the door?
I cannot answer that. I usually ask to be close to the bar, but no.
This is a good position.
We have a good spot.
And you'll get a lot of attention, because who doesn't love robots?
Of course.
Yeah.
The greatest part about it is what we do.
Yeah.
Everybody's a consumer, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And we found it. We can go home now. It's over. We're done.
All right, Ant, you get the next one, Ant.
Let's see. We'll go this way. These folks is Zag. I saw them at the PepCon at San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and I got to tell you, I was a little harsh on them. They wanted to show me some Bluetooth earbuds and tell me how great they were. And I told them, no, they're going to be crap, because every wireless Bluetooth earbuds that I get, I sweat through them in my workout, and they last maybe two workout sessions. He promised me these was going to work. They lived up to it. I've been deadlifting. I've been doing squats. I have put them through the ringer, and they've been working. And I told them I was going to come back and give them their credit. I told you.
Yeah.
I need you to prove me wrong.
And?
And the Braven.
The Fly Sport Rush.
Can they survive an Ant Pruitt workout? They did.
I'm not even surprised.
They did. Now, these are already available on the market, correct?
They're available today, yes.
Now, what's the pricing for these?
So these are $79.99, and what's impressive about that is we've loaded these with 10-hour flight time. As you've heard, Ant tell us that it's insanely waterproof, beyond Rocky Mountain tested. It's Ant tested.
Yes, it's Ant tested, so.
You get 26 additional hours of playtime from the case for a total of 36 hours of playtime. You will never be in shortage of battery life for your earbuds so that you can keep going in whatever your adventure is.
Nice. Very nice. Now, you rated these at
IPX5, but here's what's crazy. When you were testing these, we did more testing, and we found that even what we produced was IPX7. So we went deeper on it.
Right.
Which is good.
So you basically under-promised and over-delivered on IP rating, right?
We did. As a marketer...
Nice touch.
You know, we tend to go the other way sometimes, but this time we proved it out.
I give you credit.
Oh, my God.
Quick, get out of here. There's some crazy... Man, no, get in here, Chad.
Oh my God!
We don't need to hold anybody to hold the camera.
Amazing!
Oh,
you see?
This is great. This you is see? Like old home week.
No, when I go down, you go up.
Oh,
don't go down at the same time.
Wait, we have to go down together.
Yeah,
3, 2.
See, he doesn't get it.
Have you scattered the food yet?
Yes.
What yes. should I be eating?
There's great stuff. I've scouted it out.
The egg rolls, the buffalo chicken egg rolls are very good. Now, I got mine in the back, but maybe these are the same.
What kind of eggs do buffalo chicken lay?
Feathery ones. They were so light.
So light? And how light were they,
Ricardo?
They
were so light that I took two home to sleep on.
Wait a minute. Who's that? Oh, my God.
This is...
Who is this?
That is Jason Heiner. How you doing?
Excellent.
I am so glad to see you. I mean, I owe so much to you because you gave me the chance with TechRepublic.com and helped me get my branding out and helped me be
and
able to
stole
weasel
away.
My way into the Twitch studios.
I love it. You hired him.
What are you looking forward to out here?
Yeah, you know, it's one of these crazy things. This show changes and evolves so much,
right?
You know, all the time.
Right.
And now it's like so much is talking about things like services and health and wellness and ambient computing.
There's only one thing I really care about.
Yeah.
That's the Wall-E chair from Ninebot. I'm dying to see that. I want to go for a ride in it. I'm a Segway lover, but now I can sit out.
Yes.
And Segway and Ninebot,
they bought Segway. Segway
right?
kind of went down. And,
yeah.
But they have all the technology. The irony is Ninebot was a Segway copycat. They made low-end cheap Segways,
right.
And then Segway ran on hard times.
Right.
Didn't help their CEO, went off a cliff in a Segway and died.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was a bad scene. So they sold to Ninebot, a Chinese company.
Yeah.
But the good news is Ninebot still makes Segways, and they're kind of improving on it. Should we go over and look at it?
Yeah, let's go
take a look.
Here you go, Leo. This is the new way to go to your office. The Segway moving chair.
The only thing missing is a cup holder. I need a cup holder.
You might need to wear a helmet. Safety first.
Safety first. What's the top speed on this thing?
The max speed goes to 24 miles per hour.
Yeah.
But currently we're restricted to 7.5 miles per hour. And of course, in the future, depending on the local government regulations, we can place different restrictions on the top speed.
So this isn't a prototype. You're going to make this? You're going to sell this?
It's a concept.
When will it be available?
It will be end of this year.
End of 2020.
Commercial version.
And then for consumers. Because I have two Segways at home. I love my Segways.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like to stand up.
Yeah.
I want to sit down.
Right. So that will be next year.
You control it with this joystick?
Yeah. And also with this pad here. You can control with the pad. And you can remote control as well.
So one of the things that this would be great for people who are mobility challenged.
Right.
It's a wheelchair.
Well, we don't want to say that because we designed this really for everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, so people, they want some comfort. Like, they're not a fan of kick scooters. They can choose this. It's really comfortable.
It is really comfortable.
Yeah, I love it.
Let me ask you one thing, though. Yes. I know I'm not going to like the answer. How much is this going to cost you?
We haven't decided yet.
$5,000?
We haven't decided.
$10,000?
We haven't decided.
$15,000?
I have no idea.
I'll give you $1.99. All right, let's get Dick DiBartolo in the throne.
They're pretending you're going to go somewhere. You're not going anywhere. We just don't want you to fall
out.
Well,
then why am I doing that?
All right, I've actually seen now the two most important things. I saw the robotic toilet paper.
Yep.
I saw the Segway, the Wally chair.
And it was all at the front door.
What do you think?
We really don't need to go anywhere else, right?
99% of all the coverage would be from those two things. Should we eat something? Wait a minute. I know what you want to eat.
What do we have here?
Nikon, go on over.
That is some beautiful camera stuff. I want to see the Z6. I want to see the mirrorless Z6, see how it feels.
So the Nikon Z6 is going to be a 24 megapixel camera. It has amazing low light ability. This is a mirrorless camera, so you're going to have excellent autofocus.
Yes, sir.
Very fast. You're going to have 4K full pixel readout video.
Oh, 4K crispy.
We now have the ability to do a full 12-bit RAW output with ProRes RAW using the Atmos Ninja over here.
You get ProRes?
Yes, you do.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an upgrade.
Having that kind of capability and codec can really push your cinematic video quality to the next level, right?
Next level. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. This is great.
And you also have 120 frames at 1080, and also so you can do very, very crispy slow-mo.
Now, when it comes to shooting stills, you're going to have some people that are really amped up about how many frames per second per still. So what's the frames per second if I wanted to just high-speed shoot?
Oh, I should probably check on that for you, but I believe it's 7 frames per second.
7 frames. Okay, yes. That's plenty fast enough.
Yes.
This is not a sports camera.
Well, it can be. Absolutely.
But it can? Okay.
It'll go faster in mirrorless and silent mode. You can do a little bit faster.
Okay.
And I think you'll find it's plenty fast for most sports.
Outstanding.
And, what makes it a really great sports camera, too, is a couple things. One is it's amazing in low light.
Okay.
You know, a lot of sports don't happen, you know, in bright sunlight.
Right.
So with that low light ability, you can actually capture that action and freeze that frame when you're underneath the gym lights.
Oh, man,
yes. The next thing that makes it an amazing sports camera is Nikon lenses.
Right.
So, as you know, Nikon, we make some of the most amazing lenses, including this new 70-200mm for the Z-mount, which will fit on that.
I need to see that.
All right. So, brand new, just came out an hour ago, 70-200mm
f2.8. Brand new 70-200 f2.8.
This is a professional photographer's bread and butter lens.
That is what's up.
Yes, and so the Z-mount allows for a wider lens distance in the back and a wider diameter. So that's more light in.
More light in.
Yes, and it allows for more quality. And a lot more interesting lens designs. So professional lens, weather sealed, multiple custom function buttons, display up top, memory button. Yes, this
and this doesn't weigh anything. This is a lightweight 70-200. Very nice. Very nice. Now, this just came out today, so what is the MSRP?
That's
going to
be $25,995
for the new f2.8 70-200 Nikon, which will fit the Z6 body. Very nice.
We're going to have to tear an ant away from the Nikon booth.
I'm sorry. Let me wipe the drool off my face here a minute. Okay, thank you.
He's really excited.
Oh, my gosh.
It's only 10 grand, man.
I got to cool off now.
Ant, you said you wanted some red meat. I think we found some, don't you think? So Micah Sargent's favorite thing in the world is this. It's better. And he has it in his bed.
This is the sleep tuner. So this is a wearable sensor, and it has an accelerometer, and it has an optical sensor, and it measures whether you're breathing, if you stop breathing, your oxygen saturation, your heart rate, your sleep position, your sleep duration. And this is now paired with a mobile application. And then we basically put you into contact with a sleep coach as well as a board-certified sleep physician.
Now, where do I put this, though? Do I wear it?
This is actually worn on your forehead.
He doesn't look weird, does
he? Not at all. Remember, this is the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. That's the one place you can truly be weird.
Do you glue it on, or do you have a strap?
No, you use adhesives. Okay. So that affixes to your forehead. It's very comfortable. It stays in place over the course of the night. And it's gathering clinical-grade diagnostic data, and we have two regulatory clearances from the FDA on the accuracy of this particular product.
That's one of the things Michael liked about this, Michael, is that you could basically get the benefits of a sleep study without having to spend the night in the hospital.
Exactly, and that's what we're trying to do here. Is we're not trying to be a sleep tracker. What we're trying to do is to make the formal sleep test more accessible to the millions and millions of people that have chronic sleep issues.
So if I stop breathing or I'm snoring heavily, it'll catch that and say, you know what, you didn't breathe a few times last night. You might want to look at that.
So we're measuring your oxygen saturation at over 50 times per second.
Just from my forehead?
From your forehead.
Why is he running?
He's running because he loves running.
Are you going to run the whole thing?
We switch every 15.
Stay away from the buffalo wings egg rolls. You'll regret it.
Oh my god, that sounds amazing.
So you're with Nerve Run.
Nerve Run. That's
what
correct.
Is Nerve Run?
Nerve Run. We're a new wearable for runners. So it's a smart insole.
Oh, it's in his shoe.
It's in his shoe.
It's in his shoe.
Yeah. So this is the insole. It's super thin. Then it has a tongue that goes on the outside of your shoe. So this is what it's going to look like. This is what it looks like
you're
on my
it
feet.
Up. You're all lit up. So what does this measure besides how many steps you take?
It'll measure your pronation, your step length.
Pronation?
Yeah.
So if your feet go in or out,
yes.
It'll know that.
It'll know that.
And you can get a shoe to correct it.
You can get a shoe to correct it. You can also improve your strength to correct it, and the app will let you know. We also offer live in-app coaching, so while you're running, you'll have your headphones in, or you can have your watch, and it'll provide haptic cues as well as visual cues, and you can run, and it'll you set your pace, and as you are running, it'll tell you what you need to do to maintain that pace.
Watch out for the bus!
Don't let the bus hit you or you hit the bus, either way.
Is this available now?
We are launching today. Like, we launched
nice.
Today. So, available now.
Where? Online?
Online and in Apple stores as well as Best Buy.
And how much?
These are going to retail for about $299.
$299.
That's correct.
That's not bad. It's less than these shoes. Oh my god.
Oh my god. Look at the mirror.
Scott Wilkinson and Tom Merritt. How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Hey guys. Are you getting thinner?
Yes.
Are you getting fatter?
I am.
I'm getting fatter with you.
Hi. How are you?
Unbelievable. How about you?
It's TV's Sarah Lane.
Yes,
wow.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. This is what CES is all about, that's right? All of the reunions.
This is what CES is all about.
That's what brought me back.
Running into people.
Everyone. Oh, you got something.
I did.
Oh, good man. You're not starving. I wouldn't want him to faint on
I need to have
you.
My food.
Our friend Stacey Higginbotham loves her faucet because she could say, put a cup of water in there.
You want to talk about the faucet?
That's over there. What are you showing here?
We have a smart water shutoff over here.
This is cool.
And a smart water detector.
So what does this do?
This proactively monitors the integrity of your plumbing system.
So if you have a leak anywhere in the system, will it see it?
Anywhere in the home, this will identify whether you have a leak, even as down to a drop of water a minute.
How does it know?
Yes. Great question. I'd have to kill you if I did.
Because it's only in one spot in the whole house.
That's right. It's in one spot where we're proactively monitoring all three fluid mechanical elements of the system. Water pressure, temperature, and flow.
So I can see how you know that somewhere there's a problem because
yes.
there's some flow that you don't expect.
Yes.
But how would you be able to pinpoint it?
Can't tell you exactly
tell
where
me.
It's from.
You could just say something's dripping.
Exactly. And then we can help you narrow it down from there.
Okay.
So you could go around, you can shut off certain fixtures.
Got it.
Rerun what we have. It's called a health test. So I'll show you how this works. It's actually really cool if you've never seen it before. So imagine you have a small drip anywhere in your home. This could be anywhere, right?
Yeah. Just that little drip, it was able to see that there was a drip in the house.
Correct.
Wow, that's great.
So it does that by shutting off the water and monitoring the pressure. Very much like a balloon. Imagine a balloon that's full of air. As long as the balloon is sealed, the air pressure stays constant. You poke a tiny hole in that balloon, then you're going to see the pressure drop.
Right.
We do the same thing with the home water system every day. We shut off the water and monitor the pressure.
Is this available now?
It's available now. It's
where?
Being sold in Home Depot, Lowe's, Amazon. It's the leading product in
how much?
Space. $4.99.
Great. Thank you.
This smart water detector is $49.
What does that do?
And this is a separate point of use sensor. So it'll tell you humidity, temperature, and if it comes into contact with water, comes with a little nice antenna you can put anywhere you like. So I'll just drop this in some water over here. If it comes into contact with water, again, it's gonna notify you. And then if you have it connected to your smart water shut off, it's gonna shut off the water.
It just turned off the water.
It alerted you and just shut off the water for you.
So this happens to me all the time. The water is leaking from the fridge, or the water heater's burst a leak. This would prevent any loss,
exactly.
Any water damage.
So you can use these together,
you put these
or
all
you can use
the
them separate.
Nice.
Yeah. These are also great for environmental conditions, too. You have a wine room, you want to keep a certain temperature or something. You want to you have a leak in a ceiling that you know about, and you want to make sure that if it leaks again, you want to know about it. You can use them for all kinds of things.
We actually have a leak. I need this right now. We're going to go to Home Depot. Thank you, Gabe. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
I want to see the faucet, too. My friend Stacy Higginbotham misses her Moen faucet.
Yeah.
Because she would just put a cup under there and say to her Amazon Echo, put a cup of water in there. That's what this does?
This is exactly what that does.
You talk to the faucet, except I see you have a Google Home.
So Google or Alexa.
Yeah. Good.
Talk to each one. You give a simple voice command. You can have a preset, like baby bottle, or you can ask for a specific amount of water, like one cup. You can also ask for a specific temperature.
Wow.
105 degrees, 98 degrees. Combine all those into a preset and have everyday tasks automated.
That's
for
fantastic.
You.
I love that idea. Is this available now?
It's available in February.
February?
Yes.
And you'll sell it in all the home...
So we'll have it in Home Depot and some other major retailers.
Do you know what the price will be?
Yeah, so our starting point is $450 for the spot-resist stainless, which is the same finish you see here. That's our most popular finish in the market. Set up to connect it to your Wi-Fi through the Moen app, and you're ready to go.
Yeah, what the heck? What thing have you seen? Anything interesting?
At the Asus.
You love
showcase.
The Asus stuff.
Well, no, not Acer. Asus. They've got the new 360 hertz refresh monitors.
Oh, those look good.
All people have to do is look at it side by side. Look at a 240 refresh next to a 360 refresh, and you'll immediately know why you want the 360.
Man.
I'm assuming you're going to bring some gadgets from CES?
I don't know.
You're going to bring some gadgets?
I don't know. You're going to pick some stuff.
I've got a couple.
Last year, Robert came back with that thing
bladder
that told
monitor.
You, yeah, where you had to pee.
Was it a catheter?
And I remember that, no, it wasn't, because he had to run out and pee at the end of the show. He said,
you do realize that same company has a new product this year.
Oh, what's that for?
It's the same thing, but it's for your bowels.
Oh, my God.
I'm very sick. You don't want to touch me.
No, I'm... Patient zero.
Yeah, this is it. This is where the Vegas flu starts.
Exactly. It's me.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
So what's going on here? This is Sentence?
So Sentence is a...
Sentence.
Yeah. So Sentence is actually a startup based in the Bay Area. They are making every surface interactive.
Okay.
Interactive. Whether that's wood, metal, plastic. And I'm actually going to hand you off over to Remy and Evelyn.
So it's just sound waves on this particular touch surface is what
right.
we're working on. Okay.
And when you touch this, you're going to disrupt that.
Wow.
Basically, our signal processor is going to determine whether it's a finger or whether it's an object.
Okay.
An object. Or for example, it's in your pocket.
Okay. Now, what's the implementation of this technology? Where can we expect to see this?
So you can expect to see that in smartphone.
Okay.
So
we're having
a smartphone design. We already have a smartphone shipping. For example, this is a smartphone shipping in China with Tencent. Well, this is a traditional shooter game.
Traditional shooter.
Yeah. So you're going to have and it's connected to the haptics. And it's going to load, and then finally we're going to be able to...
So the sensors are all around this device, not
yes.
necessarily within the screen.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's next for sensors? So we have it in smartphones. What's the next step?
Well, the next device we believe is going to be wearable, so around the... basically, it's very challenged UX here.
Okay.
So you can use the surfaces around the watch to create new interaction. Then we can do that. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense with that watch being so much smaller.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of trying to tap a tiny little screen.
No. Yeah, yeah.
So that makes perfect sense to be able to just use a gesture on the side of the device versus trying to manipulate that little
2-inch, 3-inch display, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you can find application in laptop, replace the keyboard, or also automotive, you know, all kinds of interaction in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Look who snuck in.
She's in a lot of light.
Oh boy. Hold on.
She's standing in the light.
She's glowing. She's glowing. Miss Lori Gill. Lori Gill, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, folks. I'm a little starstruck. I'm finally able to see her in person for the first time. Oh my goodness.
I'm so happy.
She's going to run around here at CES with us on this adventure, right? You wore your track shoes, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to go.
What are you looking forward to seeing?
Everything.
Everything?
There's a three-wheeler, a smart three-wheeler, a moped.
Oh,
there's
man.
All kinds of crazy
stuff. Oh, man. Anything? What about anything from the music side?
I haven't even seen it. I just got here. I just walked in the door and saw you two, so I haven't even had a chance to look around.
So how much battery?
So this one's got 1.5 kilowatt battery in it.
Okay.
The motor is about 1.2 kilowatt. Top speed 30 miles an hour.
Yep.
All of our scooters are built for the city.
What's the range?
This one has a range of about 60 miles.
This is $2,500.
Yes.
And then for the larger model with the bigger range,
you're looking at about $4,500.
Okay.
And the range. So that's got two batteries in it. A 3 kilowatt motor. You're gonna get a range, give or take, about 80 miles on a single charge.
Yep. And these are available now.
That's great. Where would I buy one?
A couple different stores across the United States already. If you go to NIU.com, you can find out where all the retailers are.
Oh, man. You know, it was weird. We've been here about 2 hours, and we've only done this row.
I know. We haven't even done 10% of this place, all right?
It's huge. And this is a fraction of what CES is. This is just, you know, the beginning. Oh, my God. Let's see what else
we haven't
can find.
Even been to the back.
We haven't even found the meat.
A microwave, but for cooling?
A what?
Wait a minute. That makes no sense.
It cools coffee or wine or champagne in under 5 minutes.
All right, let's see.
A can of Coke in 2 minutes.
Is this the Juno?
This is Juno.
Juno Matrix powered. Okay. Wait a minute. How could it cool things off?
So it's a microwave for cooling, and it uses thermoelectric technology to suck the heat out of a beverage can. Solid state semiconductor technology, no moving parts,
refrigerants. I gotta see this.
You just pop the lid open, stick in your wine bottle or your coffee, coffee tumbler, your soda, your beer can, beer bottle, whatever. Close the lid. Two presets, again, that you can program. You hit one of them, it turns red. And then when this LED lights up completely blue, that means it's done.
This was scalding hot.
And now
it's chilled. I want this. Could you use a computer to cool CPUs?
You could.
People doing that?
No, that's something we've thought of. But for this
What's
type
the temperature
of,
range and how fast?
We can freeze ice.
You can freeze it.
We can freeze
how
water
long
and ties.
From room temperature to below 32 degrees?
You can do that in about a couple minutes.
It's
depending
on the amount of volume.
Exactly.
Okay.
It all depends on the volume. We can get to minus 20 centigrade.
This is the product right here.
Minus 20 centigrade.
So are these being used in labs and things like that?
They're using some cars, like fancy cars that have car seats that cool. But, you know, we see this technology really morphing into things like next time you go to a convenience store, you can just see how many refrigerators they have.
The coolest stuff permanently, all the time.
Imagine next time you walk into a convenience store, all the non-perishable liquids are on a shelf.
So how long for a can of soda?
Less than a minute. You could pay for it at a cashier
and
couple seconds later.
I love this idea.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
So this is available on Indiegogo now for $199?
That's right. You can
and
order.
I would get this. $299 eventually in stores.
In stores. You got it.
Hey, Leo.
Over here they have this thing, you put a can and it cools it off in a minute. How does that work?
I believe they use Peltier cooling. It's something we actually looked at Screensavers with the Peltier CPU cooler.
That's not a Peltier cooler, is it?
Well, that's what they say it is. I haven't actually looked
at it. It's a Peltier cooler. Who knew?
I know. Using electrical power to cool something, but not by running a compressor. It's like...
It's just a
Peltier
thing.
Wait a minute, I got to ask him.
Is this the Peltier effect?
That's right.
Oh my God, he was right. Roger Chang.
Hey.
You are
are the best. What will we do without Roger?
I don't know. I work for this guy.
Now, so we're at the NeoFact. Is that how
it's called?
NeoFact booth, and we're dealing with stroke recovery assistance. Now, this is looking like some pretty interesting technology. I know a lot of you in the community have been asking about technology that's going to be a little more accessible and something that's going to help people out that's got different medical needs and so forth. So let's go ahead and check this out.
So NeoFact is a gamified rehabilitation solution company. So basically, we make games and rehabilitation products that help people recover, and it's a little bit more engaging, a little bit more exciting and fun, and it's measurable too. So we started with our smart glove, which is what you see here. That was the initial product that we came out with, and it's for hand and wrist rehabilitation. So instead of squeezing a rubber ball 100 times a day, you can squeeze a virtual orange and make a glass of orange juice. And right now he's playing a space game. So it's like a video game, but you're rehabilitating.
So you have a mechanical glove that's got a bunch of different sensors, and you're gamifying it during this rehabilitation process by hooking it up to a... Is this just a gaming console, or
it's Bluetooth connected, and then this is all our software and all our games.
Bluetooth connected with proprietary software.
Yes.
All right. Now your target demographic would be stroke patients.
Yeah, or? Stroke patients primarily, but we also have a lot of neurological and musculoskeletal conditions. So okay. Things like MS.
MS patients.
Yeah, Parkinson's.
Parkinson's. Okay.
Even like arthritis, carpal tunnel sometimes can help with that as well.
Oh, even carpal tunnel. Very nice. Now, is this available now in the market? Is
yes.
This something that's forthcoming?
Yes, no. Smart Glove has been available on the market. It's in clinics and it's at home as well. Our newest product is Smart Balance, which is a lower limb rehabilitation device.
Oh, nice.
And that's what he's demoing right now. It works with balance, it works with coordination, and it also is for the legs as well. So basically, we took all the concepts that we had learned from our smart glove, from our smart board, from smart pegboard, from a cognition software that we've developed, and we all, you know, what we kept hearing was, we want something for the legs. Can you make something for the lower limbs? So Smart Balance is the culmination of that. We just launched it yesterday.
Now, see, all of these products look great, but is it just for the doctor's office? Is it just for the clinic? Is this something that we can bring home?
Yep, all of the above. It's both for clinics and for home. So we started off offering it to therapists, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and they do still use that in their office. But then we also made it available in the home so that people can rehabilitate in between their appointments. It's a little bit more accessible. You don't have to go to a doctor's office three times a week to go and do it. And the key to recovery is actually repetition. So doing it
very
as
nice.
Often as you can.
Actually, it follows you around. Like
yes. This yes. will follow me around.
Absolutely.
Even me.
Even you. Wow. Especially you.
How is this going to find me?
So put that on your right wrist.
Right wrist. Okay.
So do you allow this in the airport?
Yes.
Do they allow it?
Yep. FCC compliance.
Have to be. All right, so it'll just start following me now regardless?
Nope. So right now it's manual. We got it. Blue means manual mode. I'm going to push this button right here. It's going to take a side image of you with this camera.
Oh, so it recognizes.
It's computer vision. When it turns green, it will activate. And now if you walk, it will follow you.
Now, how does this work? This has a little camera in it that scans me.
There's five cameras.
Five cameras in here?
Yep. The bracelet has ultra-wideband because cameras need line of sight. So if you lose line of sight in a busy subway station or airport, it'll catch up with you based on the ultra-wideband.
Nice. No line of sight.
Yep. So Apple's
it also gives you
frequency.
Haptic.
Apple's
so I don't
putting
know if
UWB in their iPhones,
yep.
right? So eventually would this work with my phone as well as the bracelet?
Probably.
Yeah,
it could.
Yeah.
The other thing we do with this is it gives haptics to the user. So if you get more than
feedback.
You get more than 6-7 feet away,
it
it'll vibrate.
I felt the feedback.
It should go.
Yeah.
Well, we also have an R2-D2 version.
Do you?
We do. We have Disney
really?
Licensing rights, but only in China. So we did a limited edition of 2,000 R2-D2s and 2,000 Millennium Falcons.
Man, we all know the battles of our beloved TSA and lithium-ion batteries.
Yep.
So
yep.
this is totally TSA approved?
Yep. So we have a very easy, accessible battery pack. And so you just disconnect it. There's your battery. So we've also done something to make it easy for dummies, right? With this little printout.
So you made
as well.
It easy for me.
For TSA dummies. So if they don't want to disassemble your bag to see the motors, okay, they can see a picture of the internals here, and that'll match their x-ray. But then we also have the FCC licensing code here.
Nice.
And how much, and when's it, where is it available?
It's available now. So this is a production model. Okay. So we've got them in our warehouse in California, so the 7 days will be with you.
Oh, nice.
$7.99 on our website.
I don't know about you, Ant, but I am just exhausted.
Just a little bit. We spent, what, how many hours?
2 hours here, and two and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've only seen maybe a tenth of all the things there are to see.
We got a long way to go, sir.
There are a lot of big companies. HP is here, you know, TiVo, a lot of big companies. I don't care so much about the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see kind of new, different, innovative stuff. We've seen some of that.
Right, we have.
And CES hasn't even started yet. It starts tomorrow.
No.
Make a deal. Let's go home. Let's rest.
Rest.
10
a.m. We're going to need it.
10 a.m. I will meet you in the central hall when the doors open.
Woo! Okay? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
We will hit the floor running.
It's going to be fun.
And Leo's excellent CES adventure.
Yes, sir.
From Pepcom today, tomorrow Showstoppers, tomorrow the show floor opens. Scott Wilkinson, we're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to Sam Abel Samad. He's going to show us the car stuff.
All the car tech.
Dick DiBartolo tomorrow is taking us into the basement of the Sands. I hope there's something there.
That's where I really want to go.
The fun stuff.
The Sands is going to be the big fun stuff.
It's crazy stuff.
The things that you never really think about.
One thing I think is very interesting, about half the companies we talked to today are headquartered in China. Mainland China, in Beijing. And I think you see a lot more of that. And you're already seeing export restrictions. They just announced that as of yesterday, AI exports are limited out of the United States into China. But I feel like China's way ahead of this. So I think that's going to be kind of an interesting subtext to this show.
Right.
Because a lot of these companies are not American companies.
Nope.
And a lot of the journalists and the press here from all over the world, it's really truly a global phenomenon.
Always is.
And I think that if you put the walls up around the United States and say, we're not going to give anything out and nothing comes in, it's going to set us back.
It's going to be a lot of consumers missing out here at home.
There's some really interesting stuff coming to us, not just from China, all over the world.
All over the world.
And Pruitt, Leo Laporte, signing off from Pepcom.
See you later.
CES starts tomorrow.